Hello and welcome to the Monday, October 14th, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Baltimore, Maryland. In diaries today, we got an increase in port scans for ports 5900 and 5901. Well, these ports are usually associated with VNC, but VNC is not just limited to this VNC software package. There are a bunch of other systems that use the VNC protocol on these ports. For example, in virtual environments, you'll sometimes find virtual hosts listening on these ports for remote management. That could be a possible reason here where we have people just blindly scanning for this port and then essentially trying to brute force passwords. Of course, in some cases, they may not even have to brute force passwords if there wasn't a password set in the first place. Access to VNC, of course, would give the attacker pretty much the equivalent of console access to this particular system. And no additional exploit would really be necessary, but then again, there have been exploits against the VNC protocol in the past, so it's also possible that we have some kind of exploit being used here. Now, what can happen if an attacker has physical access to a system became recently evident in Mexico. Mexican ATMs use a fairly simple lock that's easily picked, and attackers used this fact to install rogue CDs in these ATMs. ATMs are essentially PCs, so by inserting the CD and then rebooting it, these attackers were able to essentially run their own version of the ATM's software. The trick they played here was that they added additional service to this software. If you pressed the right key combination on this ATM, then this other software offered its screen, which then allowed you to do things like, for example, dispense cash from the machine. The TrustWave Spider Labs did the analysis of this particular malware, and the screenshots they show very much look like they were sort of built for an ATM touchscreen. However, they don't necessarily have an ATM that went with this malware and aren't able to confirm this in their report. And then on Friday, another domain fell victim to DNS hijacking. This time it was Rapid7 and Metasploit. And now Rapid7 was pretty quick in having this reversed. And apparently what happened was that the attacker again used the weak password reset system by sending a fax to the registrar and having the password for that particular domain changed. This has happened many years ago. I remember a few times. Still, registrars don't really do enough to verify these password reset requests. As long as you can fake a reasonably good-looking letterhead, you're usually good to go in resetting passwords. And Facebook is changing its privacy settings yet again. What they're changing is how your timeline and how your account can be found. You were able to limit the Facebook search, so users, when they typed in your name, were not able to find your profile. This option is now going away. However, users will still not be able to see any of the content unless you actually explicitly shared it with this particular group. So, for example, if you share your content with your friends, then your friends can search for this content using your name, but strangers will still not see your timeline. And in the past, I've talked a few times about backdoors in devices like routers and cameras. There's now an interesting blog post reverse engineering how these backdoors worked in the case of D-Link. The particular user took the latest firmware and the last vulnerable firmware and compared them and found out that the backdoor was actually triggered by setting a particular user agent. And to make things even more interesting, the user agent string is, well, edited by and then a number Joel backdoor. So essentially the user agent itself contains a string backdoor. It's just written backwards, and as soon as you set your web browser's user agent to this particular magic string, well, you're logged in to the particular router. The blog also includes search results from Shodan HQ that demonstrates that there are numerous of these devices connected directly to the internet. So given that this information is now freely available and the exploit is extremely easy to pull off, I would highly recommend that you double check that all of your D-Link devices are up to date. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.